I want to just quickly share with you the burden for this morning.
我想先很简单的来跟大家交通今天早上我的负担。
And this morning I'd like to share with you a mystery.
早晨我愿意跟大家交通到一个奥秘。
The mystery of Israel and its relationship with the church.
讲到以色列的奥秘和这个奥秘与教会的关系。
Then from the understanding of this mystery, then we will be able to understand the battle of Israel.
如果我们能够认识这个奥秘，能够明白这个奥秘，那我们就会认识到关于以色列的征战。
The battle started even as early in the Genesis.
这个征战早在创世纪就开始。
And we're all the way through Revelations.
一直到启示录。
By understanding this battle, we can interpret the things happening around us.
我们若来明白这个征战的话，那我们就可以知道今天在我们周围发生的事。
And finally, we want to see through the mystery and the battle to see the love of Christ.Toward Israel and us.
从这个征战，从这个奥秘里面，我们就可以来看到神对以色列的爱，还有对我们的爱。
An everlasting love.
是一个永远的爱。
And the love will not let us go.
是不肯放过我们的爱。
Let's start with Romans chapter 11.
请我们打开罗马书十一章。
Romans chapter 11.We will start with verse 11.
罗马书十一章十一节。
I'd like to read from verse 11 through 15.
我们要读十一节到十五节。
Again, I asked, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery? Not at all, rather, because of their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make Israel envious.But if their transgressions means riches for the world, and their loss means riches for the Gentiles, how much greater riches will their fullness bring? I'm talking to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I make much of my ministry in the hope that I may somehow arouse my own people to envy and save some of them.For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead?
十一节，我且说，他们失脚是要他们跌倒吗？断乎不是，反倒因他们的过失，救恩便临到外邦人，要激动他们发愤。若他们的过失为天下的富足，他们的缺乏为外邦人的富足，何况他们的丰满呢？我对你们外邦人说这话，因我是外邦人的使徒，所以敬重我的职分，或者可以激动我骨肉之亲发愤，好救他们一些人。若他们被丢弃，天下就得与神和好；他们被收纳，岂不是死而复生吗？
25, verse 25, same chapters. I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will turn...godlessness away from Jacob, and this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. As far as the gospel is concerned, there are enemies on your account, but as far as election is concerned, there are love on account of the patriarchs. For God's gifts and his call are irrevocable.
二十五节弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明， 就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目添满了，于是以色列全家都要得救，如经上所记，必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪恶。又说，我除去他们罪的时候，这就是我与他们所立的约。旧福音说，他们为你们的缘故是仇敌，就拣选说，他们为列祖的缘故是蒙爱的，因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
We turn to a scripture in Old Testament, Zechariah chapter 12.
请我们打开旧约撒加利亚书十二章。
Zechariah chapter 12.
撒加利亚书十二章。
We'll read verse 1-3.
第一节到第三节。
Very close to Malachi. You will start from Malachi and go back.
是在旧约最后一卷马拉基书的前面。
Zechariah chapter 12 verse 1. This is the word of the Lord concerning Israel. The Lord who stretches out the heavens, who lays the foundation of the earth, and who forms the spirit of man within him,declares, I am going to make Jerusalem a cup that sends all the surrounding peoples reeling. Judah will be besieged as well as Jerusalem. On that day, when all the nations of the earth are gathered against her, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock for all the nations. All who try to move it will injure themselves.
十二章第一节，耶和华论以色列的末世，铺张诸天，建立地基，造人里面之灵的耶和华说，我必使耶路撒冷被围困的时候，向四围列国的民成为令人昏醉的杯。这末世也论到犹大，那日我必使耶路撒冷向聚集攻击他的万民，当作一块重石头，凡举起的必受重伤。
The same chapter verse 9. On that day, I will set out to destroy all the nations that attack Jerusalem, and I will pour out on the house of David, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, a spirit of grace and supplications. They will look on me, the one they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mournsfor an only child, and grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for a firstborn son.
第九节，那日我必定义灭绝来攻击耶路撒冷各国的民，我必将那施恩叫人恳求的灵浇灌大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民，他们必仰望我，就是他们所扎的，必为我悲哀如丧独生子，又为我愁苦如丧长子。
And chapter 13 verse 1, On that day a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and impurity.
十三章第一节，那日必给大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民开一个泉源，洗除罪恶与污秽。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章。
We'll read verse 3.
从第三节。
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3.
耶利米书三十一章第三节。
The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn youwith loving kindness.
古时耶和华向以色列显现说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
Verse 35 of the same chapters. Jeremiah 31 verse 35.
三十一章三十五节。
This is what the Lord says. He who appoints the sun to shine by day who decrees the moon and stars to shine by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord Almighty is his name. Only if this decrees vanish from the sight, declares the Lord, will the descendants of Israel ever cease to be a nation before me. This is what the Lord says. Only if the heavens above can be measured and the fountains of the earth below be searched out, will I reject all the descendants of Israel because of all they have done, declares the Lord.
第三十五节，那使太阳白日发光，使星月有定力，黑夜发亮，又搅动大海，使海中波浪喷薄的，万军之耶和华是他的名。他如此说，这些定力若能在我面前废掉，以色列的后裔也就在我面前断绝，永远不再成国。这是耶和华说的。耶和华如此说，若能量度上天，巡查下地的根基，我就因以色列后裔一切所行的弃绝他们。这是耶和华说的。
Let's have further words of prayer.
请我们再有一点祷告。
Father, again we come and recognize we are at your mercy this morning.
天父，我们来到你的面前，向你承认我们需要你的怜悯。
We are grateful you have plunged us into your victory again and again.
我们感谢你，你把我们浸在你的得胜里面，一而再，再而三的。
And this morning we again experience that victory together with our brothers and sisters.
今天早晨，我们与弟兄姐妹再次来经历这个得胜。
What a position we have in Jesus!
哦，这是在基督里面何等的一个地位。
And we come to this next hour, we fully aware that we need the Holy Spirit.
在接下来的一个钟头，我们完全知道我们需要圣灵。
For speaking, for translation, and for hearing.
圣灵来带领讲的、翻译的和听的。
So that this hour will not be in vain.
所以这个钟头不会白白过去。
We ask for your grace.
我们来祈求你的恩典。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
When you read the book of Romans, oftentimes you find chapter 9 to chapter 11 a little bit out of step with the rest of the Romans.
如果你读罗马书，也许你会发现第九章到第十一章好像跟其他章不太一样。
Some Bible interpreter said that no, really, really, that three chapter is something else.
有些解说圣经的人说这三章是讲另外一件事。
And chapter 8 and chapter 12 should be brought together.
好像第八章跟第十二章应该连在一起。
And when Paul wrote these books, and by the end of chapter 8, he was carried away.
当保罗在写罗马书的时候，到第八章最后的时候，他就有这个感动，就被带到另外一个方向。
He was so full of revelation, he got carried away.
他的就充满着神的启示，他就朝另外一个方向。
And he's diverted his thought into something totally different.
好像他把他的思绪就转到一个方向。
Brothers and sisters, I don't think so.
弟兄姐妹们，我觉得不是这样。
I believe chapter 9 and chapter 11 is very hard of the Romans.
我觉得第九章到第十一章就是罗马书的中心的。
We cannot understand the full gospel without understand Roman chapter 9 and chapter 11.
如果我们要认识福音的中心的话，我们必须要认识九章到十一章。
God's purpose cannot be accomplished without Israel.
神的旨意如果离开以色列就没有办法被成全。
Therefore, chapter 9 to chapter 11is necessary.
所以九章到十一章是必须的。
It's part of God's eternal purpose.
是神永远心意的一部分。
Some have suggested that Israel has been rejected by God.
有些人是说以色列已经被神所弃绝。
Us they reject Jesus Christ.
因为他们弃绝主耶稣基督。
Therefore, God has rejected the people of Israel.
所以神就弃绝了以色列的百姓。
The nation of Israel were no longer relevant.
所以以色列国就不再成为重要。
They are a nation.
他们只是一个国家。
It's just a small nation.
一个很小的国家。
About as big as the state of Indiana.
就像印第安纳州这么大而已。
And just like any other nation on this earth.
好像就是这世界上其他国家的一个而已。
Just that they have a little more troubles than other nations.
只是他们比其他国家更多麻烦而已。
But this is not what the Bible said.
但是这却不是圣经上说的。
Bible said very clearly in Romans.
在罗马书圣经很清楚的说。
Especially in Romans chapter 11.
特别在罗马书十一章。
There is a mystery.
这里有一个奥秘。
Paul said, I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery.
保罗说，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘。
Every born-again child of God need to understand this mystery.
每一个重生得救神的儿女都要明白这个奥秘。
The mystery of Israel and the church.
这个是以色列和教会的奥秘。
So what is this mystery?
这奥秘是什么呢？
And this mystery has two parts.
这奥秘有两部分。
The first part is that there is a relationship between their fall and our salvation.
第一部分是讲到说以色列人的失败和我们的得救有关。
Because their transgressions, salvation has come to the Gentiles.
因为他们的过犯，所以救恩就临到外邦人。
This is the first mystery.
这是第一个奥秘。
Brother and sister, it's about this olive tree.
是讲到关于这个橄榄枝子。
This olive tree is God's purpose.
这橄榄树是神的心意。
And they are, Israel are the natural branches of this olive tree.
那以色列人就是这橄榄树上天然长出来的枝子。
And one day that some of the natural branches was taken off.
有到一天这个天生长在橄榄树上的枝子被剪下来
，so that some wild branches can be grafted in。
所以这野的枝子就可以嫁接在上面。
And we are those wild branches。
我们是这野枝子。
We are excluded from the commonwealth of Israel。
我们是在神应许诸约之外的。
We are foreigners to the covenants of the promise。
是神应许诸约之外的外邦人。
We were without God. We were without hope.
我们本来是没有神没有盼望的。
We were those wild branches.
我们就像这些野橄榄枝子一样。
But God in His wisdom took away some natural branches.
在神在他的智慧里面把这个天然的天生的枝子把它剪下一些。
And grafted in the wild branches.
把这些野枝子嫁接在这个橄榄树上。
And their transgressions means riches of the world.
那因为他们的过犯就成为外邦人的丰富。
Their losses means riches for the Gentiles.
他们的损失变成外邦人的一个得着。
Their rejection is the reconciliation of the world.
因为他们被拒绝，所以整个世界就可以来与神和好。
As far as gospel is concerned, they are enemies of gospel.
就福音来说，他们是福音的仇敌。
But for our account, for our sake.
对我们的缘故
God have placed them in us the enemy of gospel for our sake.
那神把这些福音的仇敌是把放在那为着我们的缘故
If we understand this mystery,
如果我们了解到认识这个奥秘
and Israel will no longer just be a foreign nation.
所以以色列就不只是这外国的国家当中一个
The people of Israel and usBelong to the same tree.
因为以色列人和我们属于同一个树。
We are supported by the same root.
我们是被同一个根所来支持。
We share the same origin and the same destiny.
我们有同样的一个源头，有同样一个目标。
This is very, very close relationship.
是很亲近的一个关系。
Even closer than your blood brothers.
比我们血肉之亲还要近。
You can only share the origin with your blood brothers.
我们只能够跟与我们血肉的一个兄弟来分享这个 同样源头。
You may not be able to share the destiny with your blood brothers.
但是我们不一定能够与我们血肉的兄弟能够有同样的一个目标。
But this natural branches, these people of Israel share not only the origin but the destiny with us.
但是这以色列人，这天然的橄榄枝是与我们有同样的源头，有同样的一个目的。
This is the mystery of Israel.And the church.
这就是讲关乎到以色列人和教会的奥秘。
There's a second part.
还有第二部分。
Their salvation has something to do with us.
他们的得救，他们的救恩也与我们有关。
Israel has experienced a hardening in part.
是的，一部分，从一部分来说，以色列人是硬心的。
Until the full number of the Gentiles has come in, and all Israel shall be saved.
只等到外邦人得救的数目填满，所有以色列全家都要得救。
So the second part of the mystery is their salvation has something to do with us.
所以第二部分的奥秘就是他们以色列人的得救也与我们有关。
One day all those natural branches will be grafted in.
有一天这些天然的枝子也要再被接回。
Only after the full number of wild branches are grafted in.
当这个野枝子的接上去的数目填满以后，这些事就要发生。
And Paul realized this mystery in chapter 11.
所以保罗在十一章里面就讲到这个奥秘。
And he all of a sudden understood that without those branches, both wild and natural.
所以若没有这些野橄榄枝子还有天然的枝子
，You cannot reach that greater riches.
就没有办法达到更大的丰富。
Because of God's wisdom, then he cut off the natural branches for a time.
因为在神的智慧里面，在一段时间里面，他就把这个天然的枝子来剪除。
When the full number of the wild branches has come in, God will recraft all the natural branches back to the olive tree.
当这野橄榄的枝子的人数目填满以后，神要把它天然原来的枝子再接回去。
And there will be a richer, greater riches.
那这样就有一个更大的一个丰富。
Paul also understood.
保罗也认识。
Although the natural branches were rejected temporarily.
是的，这些天然枝子在一段时间暂时里面是被弃绝的。
But there will come a day there will be greater reconciliation. This reconciliation will include both the natural and the wild branches.
但是有一天有更大的一个与神和好的情形会出现，包括这些天然的枝子和野橄榄枝子。
Although in deep in Paul's heart, he felt sorrow for those enemy of gospel.
那虽然在保罗的心里面，他为着这福音的仇敌里面忧伤。
But he understands, as far as election is concerned, they are love on account of the patriarchs.
那但是为着这个神的拣选的缘故，那他们还是还是神所爱的，从列祖就爱他们。
For God's gifts and the call is irrevocable.
因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
When Paul starts thinking about this,
当保罗开始想到这些
，and his heart was full of glory,
他的心里面充满着荣耀。
And he said, "Oh, the depth of the riches and the knowledge of God."
他看到神，他的丰富和他知识的深奥。
How unreachable!
His
judgment and his past beyond tracing out.
神哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。
Brothers and sisters, these are the mystery of Israel.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是以色列的奥秘。
On one hand, our salvation is connected to their falling.
从一方面来说，我们得救是跟以色列人失败有关。
On the other hand,Their salvation will have something to do with us.
从另外一方面，他们以色列全家得救也与我们有关。
There will be a day when the whole Israel will be saved.
有一天，以色列全家都要得救。
There will be a greater riches and greater reconciliation.
有一个更大的一个丰富，还有更多更广的一个和好。
And Paul encourages not to be ignorant of this mystery.
所以保罗勉励我们，我们不要在这件事情上无知。
Are we ignorant of this mystery?
我们是不是对这个奥秘是无知的呢？
Do we have the right attitude toward people of Israel?
我们对以色列人，我们是不是有一个对的一个态度呢？
How do we think of them?
我们如何想他们呢？
Are we a good steward of this mystery of Israel?
我们是这个以色列奥秘的一个好管家吗？
Because of this mystery.
因为这个奥秘。
Because of the position of Israel in God's purpose.
因为以色列人在神的心意，神的目的里面的一个位置。
There has been a battle all the way from Genesis.
所以从创世纪开始就有这样一个征战。
And this is the battle of Israel.
就讲到以色列的征战。
Enemy understood one thing is when Israel are safe and his day will be end.
仇敌知道当以色列人得救的时候，这就是他结束的日子。
When there will be a day when the heart of all Israel turn back to the Lord and the veil is taken away, and that will be the day Satan.
当以色列人若全家得救，当他们那个帕子蒙蔽的帕子被拿开的时候，撒旦的日子就结束了。
Therefore, from the beginning, Satan wanted to do everything possible to destroy this nation.
所以从一开始，撒旦就用尽办法来摧毁以色列。
Because if Satan can destroy Israel, then his day would be prolonged.
因为如果仇敌能够来摧毁以色列的话，那他自己的日子就可以延长。
Because Israel is in the heart of God's purpose, if Israel is annihilated from this earth, then God's purpose cannot be accomplished.
因为以色列人就在神的心意里面，所以以色列国若被从地上除去的话，神的心意就不能够成全。
So there is a huge effort in the darkness.Want to destroy the whole nation of Israel.
所以在这个黑暗的国度和权势里面，有一个极大的一个努力，一个力量要来摧毁以色列。
And we read it even in Exodus.
甚至在出埃及记我们就可以读到。
The first attempt is by Pharaoh.
第一个想要摧毁以色列的这个努力从法老开始。
Pharaoh said when, Pharaoh talked to those midwives, then Pharaoh said when youhelp the Hebrew women in childbirth and observe them on the delivery stool. If it is a boy, kill him.
所以法老就对希伯来的收生婆说，如果说这个孩子生下来是男孩的话，你们就要杀死他。
But if it's a girl, let her live.
如果是女孩的话，就让她存活。
This is nothing short of Holocaust.
这个比那个大屠杀也一点都不亚于他们。
Think about this. This is the very first Holocaust.
我们若这样去想的话，这就是第一个对以色列人的大屠杀。
If it's a boy, kill him.
如果是男孩就杀死。
If it's a girl, let her live.
如果是女孩就让她存活。
It won't take too long before the entire nation of Israel will be annihilated.
不需要很久，整个以色列国就会消失了。
Of course, the Satan did not succeed.
当然，仇敌没有成功。
But he will try it again.
但是他会再尝试的。
When did he try it again?
他什么时候再尝试呢？
He tried in the book of Esther.
在以斯帖记，他就再尝试了。
There was a person called Haman.
有一个人叫哈曼。
And Haman said to the king Xerxes.
哈曼就对亚哈随鲁王说
and Haman said there is a certain people dispersed and scattered among your people.
哈曼对这个王说，有一些人是散居在你国度里面。
And they are strange.
他们很奇怪。
They have different customs.
他们有不同的传统。
They are different from all other people.
他们不列在万民之中。
They do not obey your law.
他们不服从你的法律。
It's not your best interest to tolerate them.
所以为着你的好处，你不应该容忍他们。
Why don't we have a decree to kill all of them?
所以我们是不是要请王下一个招，把他们全部杀掉呢
？Kill all of them from 127 provinces.
在那个127个省里面，要宣告这样的一个王旨意。
This is nothing short of another Holocaust attempt.
所以这个也不亚于在后面的一个大屠杀。
And what the spirit in Haman is the same spirit in Pharaoh.
所以在哈曼里面的灵跟在法老里面的灵是一样的。
Of course, we knew that Haman did not succeed.
我们也知道哈曼没有成功。
That will not stop Satan.
但是这样也不能够来拦阻仇敌在继续
做。The plan of Satan is always to liquidate the nation of Israel.
所以撒旦的目的就没总是要除掉这个以色列国。
And he tried again.
所以他就再一次。
He tried in the 20th century.
在二十世纪他就再尝试。
And use Hitler and Germany.
就借着希特勒和德国。
It is difficult to understand how could Holocaust happen.
实在我们很难想象这样一个大屠杀怎么会发生呢
？And how can this Holocaust happen in Germany, a Christian nation?
怎么会想到这个屠杀是从德国开始呢？是一个基督徒的国家
，a nation that gave us Martin Luther，
是这个国家来产生了马丁路德的
，a nation that began the recovery of God's purpose，
这个国家也开始神恢复的计划
，a nation that gave us Moravian movement，
这个国家也带给我们摩拉维亚的一个复兴
，it also gave us the Holocaust。
但是这个国家却也带给我们一个大屠杀。
How can this happen?
怎么会发生呢
？When some people asking those German after the World War II,
当有些人问德国人在二次大战发生以后
，They ask them how can this happen?
他们问他们说为什么会这样呢
？And those German will answer if you were in German, you would believe in Hitler as well.
他们会告诉你，那个时候如果你在德国，你也会相信希特勒。
We all believe in him.
我们都相信他的。
We all believe in him what he said about Jews.
我们都相信他讲关于犹太人的话是真的。
Do you believe in what everyone said about Jews today?
今天很多人都讲到关于以色列，你是不是也相信他们讲的呢
？Today we get our information from media.
今天我们从大众传播的工具的里面，我们接收到我们的资讯。
Our understanding of Israel come from the media.
我们对以色列的认识很多是从这些方面的资讯来的。
We form our opinion based on the information given to us by the media.
那我们就来，因为有这些资讯，我们就来有一个意见。
If we only based on those information given to us,
如果我们只是根据从这些管道得来的资讯。
And we ignore what the Bible said about Israel.
我们来忽略圣经里面关于到以色列。
One day we will believe in.
有一天我们也会相信这个世界所告诉我们的。
Just like the German Christian believe in Hitler.
就像说那时候德国的基督徒相信希特勒一样。
We have to return to the Word.
我们必须要回到神的话。
What the Lord said about Israel.
神的话里面怎么讲以色列呢
？6 million Jews were killed in Holocaust.
在二次大战那个大屠杀，有600万犹太人被杀死。
Some said it's more. It's about 8 million.
有人说还更多，差不多有800万。
And there were 2 million are toddlers and below.
有200万是这些还在学走路的孩子，或者是比他们更年轻的，没有算到。
If youHave an opportunity to go to Poland.
如果你有机会到波兰的话
，There is a place called Auschwitz.
有一个集中营叫Auschwitz. 奥斯维辛。
I do not know whether I pronounced that correctly. If you went to that place, then you will see a scene that's most horrifying.
如果你到那地方，你会看到一个景象是。非常让人觉得恐怖的。
It is a piles of little shoes.
是一堆一堆的一些很小的小孩的鞋子。
All those toddlers their shoes were gathered into piles like mountains.
那这些小小孩的鞋子就聚集起来，像一堆一堆一堆的山一样。
Most people would be overwhelmed by seeing that.
很多人看到这个是没有办法来忍受的。
How can this happen?
为什么会这样的事会发生呢
？How can this happen in 20th century?
为什么这样的事情在二十世纪会发生呢
？This is nothing short of satanic power.
这些若不是魔鬼的工作，不会发生的。
This is the evil spirit that was in Pharaoh, that was in Haman.
这是邪灵的工作，在法老的里面的邪灵，在哈曼里面的邪灵的工作。
During those time, the evil spirit was in Hitler.
那在那个时候，这个邪灵就在希特勒的里面。
And we thank the Lord that the Satan did not succeed.
我们感谢主，撒旦没有成功。
Pharaoh did not succeed. Haman did not succeed. Nor was Hitler.
法老没有成功，哈曼没有成功，希特勒也没有成功。
In fact, in God's wisdom, Holocaust became the catalyst of rebirth of Israel.
在神的计划里面，借着这样的大屠杀，就促成了以色列的复国。
Before Holocaust, even there are division among Jewish people.
在大屠杀之前，就算在以色列人当中有许多的纷争。
They do not agree they need a homeland.
他们许多人不相信，来他们需要有一个他们自己的国家。
Especially those Jews in Britain.
特别是在英国的犹太人。
They were doing very, very well.
因为他们生活非常的好
，and they are a good they did very good business in India.
他们在印度有很好很好的一个生意。
So they were afraid this movement of finding a homeland would jeopardize their business.
他们会想到说，如果他们要成立一个国家的话，会影响危害到他们的生意。
So、there were division among Jews about whether they need a homeland or not.
所以犹太人里面就有许多不同的意见，他们没有确定，不确定说他们是不是需要有他们的国家。
After Holocaust, it's clear.
但这大屠杀以后就非常清楚了。
It becomes abundantly clear to Jews they need a place of their own.
对犹太人来说就非常非常清楚，他们需要他们自己的国家。
There's no place they can call home on this earth.
在地上没有其他的地方，他们可以来称为他们的家。
At the time, there were about 2 million Jews left.
在那个时候，有200万的一个犹太人离开了。
How come there are still 2 million Jews left on this earth?
在那个时候还有200万的犹太人是活在这个世界上。
How can they survive the Holocaust?
那这些犹太人怎么样能够在这大屠杀里面生存下来呢
？It is because there are some Christians.They recognize the mystery of Israel and they lay down their life for them.
是因为有一些基督徒认识到以色列的奥秘，所以他们愿意放下来他们的生命来保护他们。
That's the reason there were 2 million Jews left.
这就是为什么还有200万的犹太人还存活。
And after that Holocaust, something is very clear. They need to go back to Palestine.
在大屠杀以后，有一件事情就非常清楚：这些犹太人他们需要回到巴勒斯坦。
And nobody really agreed with them except themselves.
除了他们以外，没有人同意。
Even the Britain did not agree.
甚至那时候英国也不同意的。
And Britain controlling the territory of Palestine.
在那个时候，英国来控制巴勒斯坦那边的土地。
They're very much against immigrant coming back.
他们非常反对犹太人这些移民要迁回巴勒斯坦。
But Jewish people were determined they went back in mass.
但是犹太人他们就下定决心，说有许多许多人回去。
Regardless what happened, they're going home.
不管发生什么事情，他们又就是要回家。
And on the day of May 14, 1948,
到5月8号，1948年
，out of rejection of Many countries around them, they declare they become a nation.
在许多国家的反对里面，以色列人他们成立他们自己的国家。
And after 2 hours, United States recognized Israel as a state.
在2个钟头以后，美国就承认以色列这个国家。
Until now, United States is their only friend on this earth.
一直到今天，美国成为犹太人、以色列在世界里面唯一的盟友。
It's because some of Americans realize the mystery of Israel and its relationship with the church.
因为有些美国人认识到这个奥秘，讲到关于以色列的奥秘，还有关于教会的奥秘。
Although Satan did not succeed in World War II,
虽然仇敌在二次大战没有成功
，He is at it again now.
他现在还继续来工作。
I think another Holocaust is under planning stage right now.
我说，现在有另外一个大屠杀正在计划。
It's very clear Iran is building a nuclear weapon.
非常清楚的，伊朗他们要造这个核子武器。
It is very clear the purpose of those nuclear weapons.
他们要造核子武器的目的也是非常清楚的。
It is for another Holocaust.
是为着另外一个大屠杀。
And today the global media portray Israel as cold-blooded occupier.
在全世界的这些大众传播工具，他们来描绘以色列是一个冷血的一个占领者。
If there were innocent Palestinian were killed, then you see it, you hear about it, people mourn about it.
如果你看到有无辜的巴勒斯坦人他们被杀死的话，那就很多人同情他们，很多人纪念他们。
However, if there is a innocent Jew, they are killed in the buses, they are killed by the rockets, you don't hear about it.
但是如果有这些无辜的以色列人，他们在公车上，他们被杀的话，那没有人纪念他们。
If we are only going to believe what the media is telling us about, one day we will be deceived.
如果我们相信这些大众传播工具告诉我们的，有一天我们都会被蒙蔽。
The global media is all under the same scheme to create an atmosphere for another Holocaust.
所以全球的这些大众传播的媒体有同样的一个计划，他们准备要来计划，就是来为着这个来促成下一个大屠杀。
How many UN resolution proposed against Israel?
有多少联合国的决议是反对以色列的？
Have you ever heard United Nations resolution against Norway?
你有没有听过联合国的决议是来反对挪威的呢？
Never heard of it.
你没有听过。
But there's so many resolutions against the nation of Israel.
但是有多少联合国的决议是来反对以色列这个国家呢？
But we thank the Lord, the Bible tells us what would happen.
但是我们感谢主，圣经告诉我们要发生的事。
Zechariah said, on that day, when all the nations of the earth are gathered against her,
撒迦利亚书告诉我们说，那一天当所有的国家聚集要来反对以色列。
Brothers and sisters, this day is coming close to now.
弟兄姐妹们，这一天越来越近了。
You see what's happening in Tunisia, to Jordan, to Algeria, to Egypt, now in Bahrain.
如果在突尼西亚、约旦、埃及、还有巴林发生的事情。
And all this uprising in the Middle East.
这些在中东发生许多许多的暴动。
And there are potentially democracy happening around Middle East.
是的，有许多的这些民主的政治开始要在中东产生。
So many people are very happy about democracy in Middle East.
所以很多人很高兴，因为中东终于快要有民主了。
But however, if you take a poll,Poll of all the Middle East Muslim.
但是你如果说你来调查，如果说你做一个调查在中东那边的一个的回教徒的话
，If you ask them, should we wipe Israel out of the map?
如果你们问这些回教徒，我们是不是要把以色列从这个地图上除掉呢？
Majority of the people in the Middle East will say yes.
所以在中东多数 的回教穆斯林的会说是。
That's the majority of Muslim thinking is to wipe Israel off of the map.
大多数的穆斯林的人都会要把以色列这个国家从地图上涂掉。
So you can see what's coming.
所以你就知道接下来要发生什么。
And the nation around Israel will become more hostile to Israel.
所以在以色列国的周围的国家对以色列会越来越有敌意。
But thank God, by reading of the scripture, we know the enemy will fail again.
但是感谢主，我们来读圣经，我们知道仇敌还要再失败。
And this last great attempt will lead to Israel's salvation.
这个最后仇敌的计划会带来以色列全家的得救。
Just like Holocaust is the catalyst for rebirth of Jewish nation,And this final attempt will be the catalyst of Israel's salvation.
就像大屠杀成为以色列国家成立的一个催化剂，那现在这样 的情形要成为以色列国全家得救的一个催化剂。
Zechariah has prophesied this way. He said Jerusalem is an immovable rock.
撒加利亚说，耶路撒冷是一块重石头，是不能被挪去的。
And who try to move it will injure themselves.
凡举起的必受重伤。
And in verse 9, I will set out to destroy all the nations that attack Jerusalem.
第九节，那日我必定义灭绝来攻击耶路撒冷各国的民。
God is going to use Jerusalem as a weapon of his battle.
神要使用耶路撒冷成为征战的一个武器。
God will use Jerusalem to undo every nation that is on the collision course with God's purpose.
神借着耶路撒冷来对付所有跟神心意违背的所有的国家。
In history, there are many empires want to remove this rock.
在历史里面有许多的帝国想要把这块石头除去。
Egyptian Empire.
埃及的
Babylonian Empire,
巴比伦帝国
,Persian Empire,
波斯帝国
,Greek Empire,
希腊帝国
,Roman Empire,
罗马帝国
,Ottoman Empire,
奥斯曼帝国
,British Empire,
英国帝国
,They all try to move this immovable rock.
每一个国家都想要来搬这块搬不动的石头
,They were all injured.
他们都受伤了。
This is an irremovable rock.
这是一块不能被挪去的石头。
God will use this final battle to save Israel spiritually.
那神就用最后的一个征战要来拯救在属灵里面来拯救以色列。
The spirit of grace and the supplication will be poured down from heaven.
这些恩典和代求的灵要从天上浇灌下来。
And Israel, people of Israel will look on the Lord.The one who have pierced.
他们要来仰望他们所扎的。
All of a sudden, the revelation will come. They realize the one they pierced is the Lord.
所以突然一下，他们就得到这个启示，来认识说他们所扎的那一位是主。
All of this revelation, there is a tremendous mourning going on in Israel.
因为有这样的一个启示，在以色列就有大大的悲哀。
A tremendous repentance.
有大大的一个悔改。
And there will be a fountain will be open.
那一个泉源就会打开。
To the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
从对大卫家和居住在耶路撒冷的居民。
And this fountain will cleanse them from sin and impurity.
这个泉源要洗除罪恶与污秽。
Enemy want to use the last battle to frustrate the purpose of God.
仇敌要用最后一个征战让神的一个目的可以被破坏。
But God will use this last battle to be the catalyst of Israel's salvation.
但是神却要用最后一个征战成为以色列全家得救的一个催化剂。
This is the battle of Israel.
这是以色列的征战。
And this battle belongs to Jehovah.
这个征战属于耶和华。
when we look at this mystery,
当我们来看这个奥秘,
and we will look at this battle,
我们来看这个征战,
we begin to understand history.
我们就开始来明白了历史。
We begin to understand how to interpret the chaos around this world.
我们就开始知道为什么这世界会这么混乱。
And we begin to understand that God has a purpose in everything.
我们就开始来认识神在每一件事情上都有他的旨意。
What do we learn from Israel?
我们从以色列学到什么呢?
From what can we learn from all these battles?
我们从这些所有的征战里面学到什么呢?
What can we learn from the mystery?
从这个奥秘里面我们可以认识什么呢?
I think there's one important thing we ought to learn.
我们要认识一件非常重要的事。
It's God's everlasting love.
就是神永远不改变的爱。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书31章。
And he said, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
神说我以永远的爱爱你。
I have drawn you with loving kindness.
因此我以慈爱吸引你。
If there's anything to be learned,
若我们要学到任何一件事情的话,
is that the love of Christ toward us and Israel is everlasting.
就是关于到基督对以色列的爱是永远的。
Israel is always a sign.
以色列永远是一个表号。
Whether it's a positive or negative, the people of Israel is always a sign among us.
不管是正面的或者负面的，以色列对我们来讲总是一个表号。
Israel always bear a witness.
以色列总是来带着一个见证。
Even in their weakness,
虽然在他们软弱的时候
，they always bear the witness that God in heaven is loving kindness.
他们就算在软弱的时候，也来见证在天上的神是慈爱的。
What about this everlasting love?
那这永远的爱是什么呢？
How do we understand this everlasting love?
我们怎么样来认识这个永远的爱呢？
This love is the love for Jacob.
这是神对雅各的爱。
In Malachi, our Lord has said, I have loved you. Was not Esau Jacob's brother?Yet I have loved Jacob.
在马拉基书神说耶和华说我爱你，耶和华说以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？我却爱雅各。
This everlasting love is the love for Jacob.
这个永远的爱是神对雅各的爱。
The love of Jacob cannot be understand.
这个对雅各的爱是我们不能够认识的。
We cannot comprehend this love toward Jacob.
我们常常不认识不明白神这对雅各的爱。
This love has nothing to do with Jacob.
这个爱跟雅各一点关系没有。
Jehovah loved Jacob because of he loved Jacob.
耶和华爱雅各是因为他定义爱他。
It is about God and not about Jacob.
是讲到这位神而不是讲到雅各。
It is because the covenant that God established with Abraham.
是因为神与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
This is the love toward us.
这是神对我们的爱。
The love of God does not depend on us.
神对我们的爱跟我们自己的情形没有关系。
We thank God for that.
感谢主。
God's love toward us is the love of Jacob. It's a covenant love.
神对我们的爱就是神对雅各的爱，是一个立约的爱。
God would not.Change that covenant love.
神绝对不会改变他的这个立约的爱。
This is the love of our God toward Israel.
这是神对以色列的爱。
And this is the love of God toward us today.
这是神今天对我们的爱。
Secondly, this is everlasting love is the love that will not let go.
第二个，这个永远的爱是不肯放过我们的爱。
God could have let Israel go long time ago.
神可以在很久以前就让以色列离开。
Many, many times, many, many opportunities for God to say, I'll let you go.
有太多太多的机会，太多太多的事情发生，神可以对以色列人说，你们走吧。
Israel did not care.
以色列人他们自己甚至他们也不在乎。
They wanted to go.
以色列人他们想要离开神。
But our Father, our God, would never let Israel go.
但是我们的神，我们的天父，他永远不让以色列人离开。
In the final book of Old Testament, Malachi.
在旧约最后一本书马拉基书。
The first thing the God said, I have loved you.
一开始他就说，我却爱雅各。
And the people of Israel say, How have you loved us?
但是那些以色列人就说：“你在何事上爱我们呢？”
They don't even understand. They don't even sense the love of God.
他们不认识，也不明，没有认识到，没有经历到神的爱。
They were ready to leave.
他们想要离开神。
They saw this love of God is the bondage over them.
他们来觉得说，这些以色列人觉得说，神对他们的爱成为他们的捆绑。
And at the end of the Malachi.
在马拉基书的结束。
Before God stopped fellowshipping with Israel for 400 years,
在神停止跟以色列交通四百年的之前
，God said this last word to Israel.
神对以色列人说这样的话
：It's a promise to send Elijah to turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers.
神说：“我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去，他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
To avoid a curse，
来避免他来咒诅遍地。
God would not let them go，
神不让以色列人离开。
This is the same way God's love toward us。
今天神也对我们的爱也是这样。
If we are truly a child of God。
我们若真是神的儿女
，God will never let us go.
神永远不会让我们离开。
If God had willingness to let us go, we would be gone long time ago.
如果神要愿意让我们离开的话，很早神我们就离开神了。
Many of us would not be here today.
很多人在做今天的就不会在这里了。
If it's not for God to insist.He will not let us go.
如果不是神坚持说他不肯放过我们的话，他不会放过我们的话，我们今天不会在这里。
If you are sitting here today,
如果你今天早晨坐在这里
，It is God's love.
是神的爱。
It's the that love that would not let you go to keep you here.
是那个不肯放过我们的爱，是把我们留在这里。
And this everlasting love will never change.
这个。永远的爱是不会改变的。
In order for us to understand, God used this kind of language in Jeremiah.
神为了让我们来明白，在耶利米书这样说。
God was saying that as long as there is a sun to shine on the day,
他只要说太阳在白天会照亮。
As long as there is a moon and star to shine by night,
只要月亮和星星晚上会亮的话
，As long as there's waves in the ocean in on the seas，
只要在海里面还有波浪的话
，There will be a nation of Israel before God，
在地上，在神的面前就有以色列国。
That's unchanging，
这是不会改变的。
There's no signs of changing，
神的爱不会改变的。
Unless the sun didn't come up。
除非说太阳不会再升起来
，unless the moon and star didn't show up，
除非它月亮和星星它不出现
，unless there's no waves on the seas，
除非海中没有波浪
，the nation of Israel will be before God，
以色列国就会永远在神的面前。
This is God's way to say that He will not change。
这是神来告诉我们。他永远不改变。
Then he say again in another way.
所以他用另外一个方式，他又重复的在说。
If you can measure the heaven,
如果你能够度量上天。
If you can search out the fountain below the earth,
如果你能够查询地的根基。
If you can do that,
如果你能这样做的话。
And I would reject the descendant of Israel.
那我就会来弃绝以色列的后裔。
And on the contrary,As long as you cannot measure the heaven, as long as you cannot search out the fountain below the earth, God will not reject the descendants of Israel.
所以换句话说，因为我们不能够度量上天，我们不能够巡查下地，所以神永远不会弃绝以色列。
This is everlasting love.
因为神他有永远的爱。
This love is the love of Jacob.
因为这是对雅各的爱。
This love will not let us go.
这是不肯放过我们的爱。
And this love will never change.
这个爱永远不改变。
Brothers and sisters, this mystery belongs to us today.
弟兄姐妹们，这个奥秘今天就属于我们。
We can no longer be ignorant about this mystery of Israel and the church.
我们不能够对以色列和教会这个奥秘无知。
But how can we be a steward of this mystery today?
今天我们怎样能够成为这个奥秘的管家呢？
By laying down our life to become an intercessor.
就是要放下我们的生命，成为一个代祷者。
Brother and sister, in the first century, there are so many Jews. They lay down their life for our sake.
弟兄姐妹们，在第一世纪，有许多许多的犹太人为着我们的缘故，他们舍下他们的性命。
Every author in the book.Is a Jew except Luke.
在新约的圣经里面，除了路加福音外，每一本书的作者都是犹太人。
All the apostles are Jews.
所有的使徒都是犹太人。
Paul was a Jew.
保罗是犹太人。
All those Jewish brothers.
这些都是犹太的弟兄们。
They lay down their life for our sake.
他们放下他们的生命，为着我们。
Peter has to lay down his life to go to Caesarea.
彼得需要放下他的生命来到该撒利亚。
You don't know how hard that is for Peter to do.
你不知道对彼得来说这有多难。
Peter said, "Surely I can't do that."
彼得说，我真的是不能做这样。
How can I go to Caesarea? These are unclean Gentiles.
我怎么能够到该撒利亚这些不洁净的外邦人那边去呢？
But he has to lay down his life.
但是彼得必须要放下他自己的生命。
Many Jews lay down their life.
有多少的犹太人放下他们的生命？
For our sake.
为着我们的缘故。
Today we have to do the same.
今天我们也要做相同的事。
To lay down our life to become an intercessor.
要把我们自己的生命放下来，成为一个代祷者。
Have you ever thought why chapter 12 of Romans come after chapter 11?
你有没有想到为什么罗马书十二章是接着十一章的呢？
In order to see this glory of God accomplished.
如果要看到神的荣耀被完成的话。
In order to see the wild branches and natural branches grafted.In the same olive tree.
如果要看到野橄榄枝子和天然的枝子都接在橄榄树上。
You and I need to be living sacrifice.
你和我要成为活祭。
There is no other way.
没有其他的道路。
We must lay down our life.
我们必须要放下我们自己的生命。
For this mystery.
为着这个奥秘的缘故。
How can we be a steward of this mystery?
我们怎么样成为这个奥秘的管家呢？
By bearing the witness of God's everlasting life, everlasting love.
要成为神永远爱的一个见证人。
Just like Israel is the banner of love.
就像以色列人成为这个爱的标记一样。
We need to be the banner of love.
让以色列人成为爱的旗帜，我们也要成为爱的旗帜。
When someone look at our life, they will see the everlasting love of God.
如果有人看我们的生活的话，他们要看见神永远的爱。
How can we be the banner of love?
我们怎么样成为这个爱的旗帜呢？
By seeing that His love is a covenant love.
要看见神对我们的爱是一个立约的爱。
Brothers and sisters, how in the world our heart will grow cold?
如果这样的话，我们怎么可能让我们的心冷淡呢？
If we see the love.Is the covenant love.
我们若看到神对我们的爱是立约的爱。
Our heart will never grow cold.
我们的心永远不会冷淡。
We need to respond to the love that would not let us go.
我们对这不肯放过我们的爱要有回应。
Have you responded to that love?
我们是不是对这个爱有回应呢？
You try to go your own way.
你照着自己的方式去走吗？
But God will not let you go.
但是神却不放过你。
But you struggle with the Lord.
你与神在那边挣扎。
Stop struggling with God.
不要再来与神挣扎。
Return to this love.
要回转归向这个爱。
Respond to this love that will not let you go.
要对这个不肯放过你的爱有反应。
How can we be the banner of His love?
我们怎么如何成为神爱的旗帜呢？
By trusting that this love will never change.
要来相信这个爱永远不改变。
Every day you see the sun shining on the sky.
每一天你看到太阳照在光照在天上。
The Lord is saying to us that His love will not change.
这就是神来告诉我们他的爱不改变。
As long as the sun is shining on the sky.
只要太阳在天上照着。
The love of God toward us will never change.
神对我们的爱永不改变。
You've seen the moon and star to shine at night.
如果你看见晚上月亮和星星照耀。
God is telling us His love toward us will never change.
神告诉我们他对我们的爱永远不改变。
How many reminders we need?
我们还有需要多少的提醒呢？
If you see the oceans, you will see the waves.
如果你去看海洋的话，你就看到波浪。
Have you ever go to see an ocean without seeing the waves?
你到看到有没有看到一个海洋是没有波浪的呢？
Have you ever stand on the shore of Galveston? There's no way coming to the shore.
如果你到盖文斯顿的话，你到那海边是不是你有什么时候看不见波浪呢？
That each wave that come on the shore is a confirmation, reconfirmation of God's everlasting love.
每一个波浪就是神对我们永远不改变的爱的一个再一次的保证。
This is the way we bear witness of His love.
这样我们可以来成为他爱的见证。
May we come into this mystery of Israel today.
愿我们今天来进入这个以色列的奥秘。
And we will understand the battle of Israel.
我们可以来认识明白以色列关乎以色列的征战。
And even more, we see the everlasting love that toward us and toward Israel.
不止这样，我们还看见神永远的爱来爱以色列，也来爱我们。
Let's pray.
请我们一起有祷告。
Father, we thank you again to give us your precious words.
天父，我们感谢你给我们你宝贵的话语。
We pray that these words will be useful to you.
我们求这些话能够对你的工作有功效。
You can use this word and operate in our heart.
你可以使用这些话在我们的心里工作。
So we will no longer live a life of Esau.
所以我们就不来过一个以扫的生活。
That only care about temporal things.
只来关心暂时的。
We will live a life like Jacob.
我们来过一个雅各的生活。
That pursue the eternal things.
来追求永远的。
Reveal this mystery of Israel and the church in our heart.
愿你来在我们的心里面启示这个关于以色列和教会的奥秘。
Open our eyes to see your purpose.
开我们的眼睛，让我们看见你的目的。
Call us to become an intercessor.
来呼召我们成为一个代祷者。
And open our eyes to see your everlasting love.
开我们的眼睛来看见你永远的爱。
I pray there will be some of us that has not responded to this love, will respond to this love this morning.
我来祷告，如果有些人以前对这个爱没有反应，今天早晨我们能够来回应这个爱。
God will not let you go.
神不让你离开。
God will not let you go this morning.
神早晨不放过你。
God will ask you to return.
神早晨来呼召你来回转。
We pray that you will return to God this morning.
我们为你祷告，早晨可以回转归给神。
To bear the witness of everlasting love.
来成为这个永远爱的见证。
We pray we will never doubt the love of God toward us.
主，我们向你祷告，让我们永远不对你的爱怀疑。
Whenever we see the sun in the sky.
当我们来看见天上的太阳
We see the moon and star in the night
我们看见晚上的月亮和星星
We will be assured the love of Christ will never change
我们就再次的来被提醒基督对我们的爱不改变
Encourage all of us this morning
主你来鼓励我们每一个人
To press on
让我们来继续往前
Toward the goals
来为向着标杆直跑
To win the prize
来得着这个奖赏
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣的名祷告。